Welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, mind, body, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And hey guys, it's Ashley. What episode?
Welcome. Oh, Episode six.
Episode number six.
Oh yeah, welcome.
We're going to dive in because the theme of this week's podcast is...
Just start.
So we don't turn us off and go start.
Yeah. The end.
The end. That's your podcast this week.
But really, we don't want to keep you too long because we want you to finish this podcast and we want you to go and do the thing that you have been putting off for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long time.
A long time.
Yeah. We... You know, I love that we're just starting. We're just jumping in. We wanted to give you a few examples of things in our own lives where it has been a consideration of, like, you know, putting together all the pieces and making sure everything lines up and ensuring that we know exactly what we're doing and that we have all the right stuff, and then we can do the thing. But I think what we've learned and what we're going to share in these examples is – sometimes you just have to go forward.
Yes.
And do the thing.
Yeah. And actually, that just makes me think of a post that I just did, and I was kind of, it was a similar topic, not exactly the same, but you taking a step forward, no matter how small it is, at least is progress, right? But if you are not taking any steps forward, if you're not even being stagnant, you're moving backwards, because
yes,
everyone else around you is going to be progressing and making gains. So by doing nothing, you're actually moving in the opposite direction.
You're going to become moldy bread.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. You're either going to get real dried out and no one's going to want to make you into toast or a sandwich. Or you're going to start contracting
dry bread bacteria. You can make to toast, but that's about all you can
make,
do.
Or you can make, like, stuffing.
Right.
But who wants to be stuffed in a bird?
If you go moldy.
You're going in the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're numbered.
So we are here to keep your bread fresh.
I don't know where this came from.
Sometimes I come up with really odd metaphors, especially in counseling. And, you know, God love my clients. They're always like, yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
Whew. We went to moldy bread. Today I referenced Sex and the City movie three times with three separate people. Somehow the lessons of Sex and the City pertain to three client scenarios.
That is quite impressive.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Samantha Jones, she just does the thing.
Does she?
Yeah. She doesn't care. She just goes for it.
That's true. That is true.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah. And... The point that you're making of, like, trying to get all the things done and, I don't know all the things and do all the things, I think, like, we kind of have this idea that to start we need to have, like, the perfect setup and have, like you said, all the equipment. Like, we're doing our podcast on the laptop.
Yeah.
There's just started,
no
right?
microphones, like, guys.
If you can't tell.
And no, like, startup music, because we don't care. We just wanted to get started.
Right. And literally, if you wait for perfection and if you wait until you know everything, you'll never start.
And you'll go moldy.
Yes. And you will be moldy bread.
I'm going to be stuck on that one.
So maybe we should talk about, like, our scenarios and kind of what has come up in our lives.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, let's start with something that's both of us, which is this podcast.
Right.
I want to preface this with, I am not a natural go-getter in life. If you listen to last week's podcast, I actually likened myself to a sloth, and that's not to say I'm, like, lazy or that I don't like getting things done. I love a good checklist.
Just slow pace.
I just don't need to rush into anything.
Yes.
I was that runner that, like, give me a 1500 and I'll stick it out. Don't make me sprint.
Right.
I'm not in a hurry to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Also, 'cause the shotgun has scared the crap out of me and I can't move. I would like plug my ears, and then once I saw everyone start going, then I. That's why I did good at the long distance, because I could pace them out, no problem. I have to hiccup to start.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm not saying this from a place of like, I am such a go-getter and I can get shit done. I am saying this from a place of slothiness, that sometimes it's just about putting one claw in front of the other and reaching for that fruit.
I think that's a good point, though, about like not being in a hurry to get places, because I feel like we see other people's progress and we see other people's successes, and to us it looks like it's overnight, right? Like, exactly. To us, we see it as an overnight success, but it's not. There's literally no such thing.
No.
There's always something behind it. There's always lead up. There's always
legwork.
Exactly. You hear these stories of people who are, quote, overnight successes, and when you actually listen to their stories, you understand that is absolutely not the case. They talk about all the hours and the years and all the effort they've put in and all the things that they've done. In the spotlight, maybe it seems like it's been an overnight, but there's so much work that goes into it, because one day they just started.
Yes. Okay. So the podcast, we both love listening to podcasts. And I guess therefore we felt the need to do one. I don't know.
Yeah, we had a conversation. I'm trying to remember like how it actually came up. I feel like because sometimes we have these ridiculous conversations.
Yeah.
Like kind of like even when we do ridiculous lives on Facebook.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sometimes we just, I don't know, we're ridiculous. That's, I don't know. I can't think of a better word. And we have these good conversations, whether it's something silly or whether it is a deep and meaningful conversation. There's kind of like a realm that we can have depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
And we just decided that other people must be kind of going through the same thing and they want to be our friends.
And we have something to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you should use your voice. You don't have to do a podcast, but... I really want to go back and say you're here for a reason. You certainly are. You know what, though? If you have something you want to get up on your soapbox about, go do it.
Yeah.
Just start. So that being said, we like researched microphones and setups and
Googled how to start a podcast.
Literally Googled how to start a podcast. And I think we just kind of realized that the option could just be that we just start.
Right. Yeah, because at first we're like, okay, what equipment should we get? Like, what's good? How much do we want to spend?
Yeah. And here's the God's honest truth. We're using GarageBand on a laptop that we then upload to this wonderful free podcast site that streams it out to all sorts of different platforms. And we're
sitting at the kitchen table.
Yeah. In my sweatpants. Are you wearing sweatpants?
You're
like Lulu's. Leggings. Yeah. We're comfy.
Yeah.
But the point is we just got going.
We just did it.
Yeah. It didn't matter about the microphones. And here's the other thing too. You might be surprised or you might not. We don't rehearse.
Shocking. I know.
Especially with this episode though, we were like, let's just go for it, because we're here. We're showing up. I know I have ideas in my brain.
But that's also part of what we wanted, right? Like, we wanted it to be a conversation. We wanted people to sit down and listen and feel like they're just hanging out having a conversation with us.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's how it comes across. Let us know.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like a bossy pants.
Yeah.
And do this, do that. You must to be me. Unless you want to be a sloth.
Yeah.
Can teach you how. Come hang in the trees with me.
One claw in front of the other.
One claw in front of the other. Yeah. So, okay. So that was one example that we had. Something else that came up for me when we were first discussing the idea for this podcast is with my counseling business, I was really trying to figure out a way to get a bit more traction, but also just share even more of my thoughts. and so I decided to do on my Facebook counseling page, you can go follow it if you feel like it. I decided to do 5-Minute Fridays, which is me popping on Fridays and doing a live
5-Minute Friday.
Yeah. Do you want to do the musical intro to my 5-Minute
Fridays? No, because that's a copy. That's Lewis Howes.
Oh.
That's how his sounds.
Well, mine doesn't sound like that. We all have something to say in 5 minutes on Fridays, apparently. So, yeah, I decided, I kept putting it in my planner and was like, plan out 5-Minute Fridays. I thought in my head that I was going to, like, write down, you know, 6 weeks of topics and, you know, think of like all the really intellectual psychology things I wanted to say. And what I realized was I should just go for it. I should just start. I got comfortable in front of the camera because of our doTERRA business and because of the amount of FaceTime we have in our group. And we just started. We would just go live and share our feelings and teachings about the oils. And so I kind of used that mentality to be like, you know what? I'm comfortable in front of the camera. I can wing it.
Yeah.
And I have enough content in my brain to be able to speak passionately and in a connected way, that I should just go for it. And so I did. And they're getting hundreds of views each week and they're getting shared and I'm getting great feedback. And at the end of the day, I just enjoy doing them.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to soak up all that enjoyment if I had been waiting to make it perfect.
Right. And every week in your plan, you're saying that you're going to plan it. Yeah.
Plan your 5-Minute Fridays.
And then you just move it to the next week.
Yes. So now in my planner, it says, do 5-Minute Friday.
Right.
Not plan it. Just do it.
Yeah. Just start.
Yes.
Awesome.
What's been going on with you and just doing it?
Well,
I think that's Nike's slogan.
Yeah.
We should not take that.
Just do it. Just
Gosh, start. We're copywriting everybody
Holy.
Tonight.
Holy.
Mm-hmm. Man. Nothing about a sloth, though.
No. That's our own.
That's all my. And the bread.
That was so
good.
We
own that.
okay, so for me, I'm between jobs again. I feel like this is a reoccurring theme also.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I've been in a situation where I have a few possibilities in terms of moving forward with my career as a registered dietitian, and some really great opportunities, but kind of from the beginning when I decided to switch careers and go back to school, I had always figured or considered or thought that private practice would be something that I could see myself doing for a number of reasons, which I won't start getting into now, but
mostly because it's awesome and really hard.
Also really hard, which I realize. So my thought was that, okay, like I'll work for a bit and then maybe down the road consider starting my own business and opening my own practice. But the more I kind of had meetings and interviews and yada yada yada, I just started to realize and think to myself, you know, like if I don't start it now and I decide in 2 years or 3 years to start my business, what could I have done in those 3 years? What could I have developed? How many people could I have helped in 3 years? How much could I have grown, not even as a business, but just as an individual, as a person, as a dietitian? Yeah. And so I just kind of decided I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to start. I don't really know what the heck I'm doing, but I'm just going to do it. And yeah, I did some things today to kind of start that wheel moving forward. And it's really scary. And I know it's going to be super hard, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that if I if I don't take that progress, these ideas that I have, and I think we talked about this, I have these ideas of kind of how I want it to look and people that I want to work with. If I don't...
You have to stoke the fire.
Yeah. And if I don't do those things, and this really reminds me of a book I'm reading right now that you actually gave me as a gift, Big Magic.
So good.
How she talks about creativity. So it's the same thing as having an idea, creation. Right?
Yeah.
So if you have these ideas and these creative thoughts, if you don't take a hold of them and make them your own, they will find someone else.
Yes.
So if I waste 3 years working for other people, all of my creation will be gone. All of my ideas, someone else will have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not willing for that to happen. So
I'm so glad you're reading that book right now.
It's honestly, how long ago did you give me that book?
For your birthday, like not this year, but the year before.
It's literally divine timing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's so good.
Yes.
I find that always happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to also say that when you, so early, this kind of started earlier this, I know it's been in your brain for a long time, but right. our discussion about this was kind of earlier this week, and Amy said to me, I'm going to write down, was it 500 things? What was it? No, 50 things. Five things? Something with a five. You were like, I'm going to write down this many things I need to do to start my practice.
Oh, I think I said 500.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to write out the 500 things I have to do to start my practice. And I was like, oh, okay, good luck. Here's the thing. I'm not an expert. I'm very much a beginner and know maybe 6% more than you know right now. Or 0.6%. I don't know. but we walked home from daycare together, or not us from daycare.
We walked during the day. Someone takes care of us and makes our lunch.
Oh my God.
And we have naps.
So great. I would love that. Oh my gosh, it's nap time. Yeah.
Well, when you have a private practice, you can have nap time if you want to.
And guess who's done that? There's a therapy couch there for a reason. Yeah, exactly. I have had a nap on the therapy couch. Yeah, we were walking the boys home from daycare, and Amy was telling me the things that she was thinking she was going to have to do to get started. And I was like, what if you just kind of, you know, just get going? Because I know that feeling, and I know it was the same for me last year. It was like, well, should I start my private practice? I don't even have a name yet.
Right.
And what will I call myself? And what is my motto? And there is a time and a place for planning. We are very, very big fans of planning. But at some point, you have to drop the obsession with having it work out exactly right on paper and put a little action behind it.
Yeah. And that's how I felt. Like, I felt overwhelmed. Like, there are 500 things that I need to do. But that was also the thinking of, okay, I have to have this in place, and I need to do this training, and I need to watch this video, and I need to do this and this. And
that's a big one for me too.
Like, I'll never, if I do all those things, if I write this list, first of all, that's going to take me forever to write the list.
There's your one gone.
I have a list of some of the things that are necessary that I need to do.
Yes.
And I started the process of a couple of those today. So that's good. But I don't even know where I was going with this. Oh, if I try to do all of those 500 things, like, I literally will never start.
No, you will not.
That list also will never end.
Right. Yes. And it will be ongoing, whether it's you listening and you're starting a private practice, or if you're like one of our doTERRA fans and you're thinking about starting the business again, you don't wait until you understand what limonene is to teach a class.
No.
You don't need to know every chemical constituent. The point and the framework of doTERRA is just about education and sharing. Do you know how to share?
I do.
I mean, I think you do. Yeah. That's the thing, right? You just have to put one foot in front of the other and decide that you're ready to show up for whatever it is you believe in.
Yes. And this, I love that this can really apply to anything, because I guarantee that every person that's listening has something that they have like been putting to the side, been putting off, whatever it is. And usually why we do that is because it's A, going to be a lot of friggin' work, and B, it scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, it causes discomfort.
Right.
Yeah, and we're human.
Step into that shit.
Yes. I was listening to another podcast earlier today about, like, health and wellness, and they were talking about, you know, that a lot of our reactions to things, and again, I do know this because of my background, but I thought I'd just legitimize it with the podcast point. A lot of our thinking and the way in which we decide to protect ourselves, whether it be, you know, from starting projects or literally protecting ourselves, comes from that like primal part of our brain, that inner cortex of mm-hmm. our brain. But our humanity lies in the complicated masses in the outer cortex of our brain, where we can actually start to deliberate things and start to not just protect ourselves because we're scared of discomfort, mm-hmm. but to recognize that there's nuance in all of that, and you can actually step into things and feel things, and we're way more complicated than just like, ooh, a bear.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, a scary thing.
I hope so.
Yeah. I think the people listening at least are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're ready to join Team Sloth. I've said sloth
so next,
more
next
today.
Next episode, when you see that our name has changed.
Yeah, slothily diffused.
Oh, I was just going to go with Team Sloth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I still want them to recognize us, diffused is necessary.
We could just replace our photo with a sloth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by sloths. That, you know what, though? That's the point, is like,
you don't have to be that person.
No.
You know what we're talking about, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't, you don't have to be the person that, like, gets up at 5 and lights a candle and anoints yourself.
But
and
the truth, too, is, like, that person who you feel, like, has all the things and has it all together, maybe they are in a point in their career or whatever it is that you're looking at where, yeah, like they've been doing this a few years, so they have these processes in place, but I promise you that is not where they started.
No, and they had to just put one foot in front of the
exactly.
other to get started.
Exactly.
Just like we're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are no different.
No, they are not. So
Just start, okay?
Just start. Turn it off. We still have just like a few more points. I want you to think for a moment, take a breath, and really think for a moment, what is something that I have been putting off because it doesn't feel just right?
Yes.
What have you been Goldilocksing? You know?
No.
Because she's like, oh, this bed's
too.
Oh,
I see. Yeah. Yes.
So what have you been stopping yourself from doing just because you're trying to make it perfect, or because you want to make 500 steps for yourself,
yes.
or you want to have the right equipment, or you don't know if you're competent enough? What have you been putting off? It might not even, like, it doesn't have to be about a business or a project. It could just be learning how to tap dance.
Yeah.
Or cook.
Yeah.
Or going for walks. Or
it could be just something like reorganizing your pantry.
Yes. So what's
it off, like,
the very first thing you have to, this is the question for you guys. I'm not asking Amy. What is the very first thing you have to do to move you forward? And the first thing is something small, right? Like open the pantry.
Right.
Take
out
the things.
So can I tell you what thing I did today that is like, it's not really done yet, But one of the things that I need to do is, like, I need to people to know that I have a practice, right?
Marketing.
So I sent an email today to the health unit.
Wow.
That I need to be put on their list of private practice registered dietitians.
That is one action step, and that is impactful.
Right.
That is very good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'll go look and see if you're on that list.
Well, I'm not yet because I haven't even gotten a reply back, but still sending the email, right?
Yeah.
So then they'll email back, and then I'll give them all the information and
when
they update the list.
Because you could have got caught up in the really big picture of that, right? Which is like, oh, I need them to know, and this person to know, and this person to know. And then you spend so long thinking about how many people you have to tell. You haven't told anyone.
Oh, I haven't told anyone.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, okay, well, I
you
need
told
to start somewhere.
One person.
So.
Yeah.
Here we go.
There you go. Yeah. Or you know, you pick up one new ingredient at the grocery store and you try something new.
Right. Yeah.
Just start.
Or open the pantry door.
Yeah. I think sometimes we just get overwhelmed by the big picture. And so if you chunk it out and you make it smaller and you put, you know, just little actionable steps in place, that's how you move forward.
Yeah. And I think too, like, if you are a nerd like us and you have a planner, like, utilize that, right? So tonight, sit down and say, what is one action step I can take tomorrow? And it can be that small. It can be sending an email, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be something that's going to take up your entire day or that you have to even spend more than 2 minutes doing, but one action step that's going to at least move you one tiny movement in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah, because like Amy was saying from Big Magic, if something catches you, if you have a hold of something like a plan or an idea or a thought, it's yours. Like, grab a hold of it and do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it float away.
Right. Because it will. It will move
yes.
to someone else who is going to utilize it if you don't.
Amen.
Also, read the book because it's good.
It is good. Have you listened to her podcast?
I've listened to some of them, yeah.
Yeah. It's when I think about that podcast, it makes me think of being pregnant because I listened to them when I was setting up Mason's nursery. I remember sitting on the floor going through like baby gifts with my big old belly and listening to Elizabeth Gilbert talk about Big Magic back in the day when I thought, oh, I have so much time to be creative on mat leave. But maybe if I had broken it down into manageable steps.
Maybe.
You know, as we're saying this, I'm thinking about something that I've really been wanting to do, which is write.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that's known me for more than a couple of years, anyone that's known me back in like my 20s, I lived right behind the Starbucks and the Chapters over there in the North End. And my roommates and I would go and sit at Starbucks, and like one of them was doing a course and one of them would be like reading. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta write. Like I'm Elizabeth Gilbert. But seriously, it's been like I've started so many stories and ideas and again, made like a plan, like a plot plan.
Yeah.
But it's just about jumping in, and I've been wanting to write for a while. I know exactly what I'm going to write about, but I just need to start. And I just need to – but I think for me that action step is putting it in my planner to do it.
Right.
Rather than just saying like, oh, I'll write.
Right.
Because that's like a really abstract thing.
You have to be smart in your goals, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You have to be very specific. So whether it's time blocking, like choose your day, choose your time, put it in your planner and you know this time between this time, like even if you're up in your office and for that 2 hours you leave your phone downstairs, like completely uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you need to set it in stone.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to get started. See ya. I was going to make like a fake sound of me running away. So we hope that this inspires you to step outside of your comfort zone a little bit and recognize that you are going to feel a little bit uncomfortable, but that is okay.
Yes.
We don't always have to be in our sweats on the couch.
discomfort is a good thing.
Yeah. Be a new kind of sandwich. I was trying to go back to the bread.
Don't be moldy bread.
Don't be moldy bread.
Be fresh bread.
Be fresh. Some garlic butter on there. Now I'm hungry. Anyway. Okay. Any other tips from you?
I think we've covered it all.
I think we have too. So write it down. What's the first step you need to take to move towards the thing that's important to you?
Perfect.
Don't overthink it.
Nope. Any step.
Any step will do. Take a second also to...
Before you do that.
Take a second to rate and review this podcast. Also, share it on your social media and tag us.
We are
at Soulfully Diffused on Instagram. We would love to see it and be able to share out the stuff that you guys love. And in the meantime, don't forget to take a little time to connect to your soul. Bye, guys.
Bye.